Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Art Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Jeff Goldman. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
All right. I'm not sure if I'd be classified as a new customer. I signed up a couple days ago,
Okay.
and I got the initial email saying click here to complete registration. And I don't know if there's an issue with your website or not, but when I would click on that, I would get automatically logged in. But whenever I attempted to go to my profile, and by the way, I did not get an initial password, but the link did log me in. And when I would go to the profile and click on Edit Profile so I could change the, security password, the whole browser page would just stop working.
Interesting. Yeah, let me go ahead and change the password for you, at least to a temporary one, so that way you
Okay.
can update the password to one that you can remember easily. That way you don't have to reset your password, and you don't have to rely on the link. So once you go to artshopfiber.com itself and sign in with the new temporary password that I'm about to provide to you,
Okay.
we can definitely, at that point, it shouldn't give you any issues. But in the meantime, can you verify your service address for me, please?
43 Cambridge Drive, Red Hook, New York.
Perfect, thank you. And then, what is the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
I'll give you my cell,
Okay.
845-797-5011.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. Okay, let's go
So,
ahead.
I think probably somebody from tech support should look into this because when I would just go to Archtop Fiber without that link and click on forget password or username and click on it, the same thing, the browser page would stop working. So I thought, well, maybe it's the browser I'm using. So I tried Edge and I installed Chrome and I tried Brave and I tried Firefox and they all behaved exactly the same way.
That's strange. So I will definitely make a note of it so that way they can take a look and investigate it.
Sure. Okay. So let me put my name in here.
Okay. So go ahead and log in.
I put my email account name in, so what
Yes,
the
so it
password you
will be
want?
your email, and then your password will be temp with a capital T as in Thomas, so that's short for temporary, 2024 with an exclamation point.
So capital T temp 2024 exclamation point.
Correct.
Okay, stand by. Log me in. So I'll go to my profile. I'll click edit. And it pukes.
Did you
Same
say
thing.
same thing?
Yep, I click on edit and the page becomes unresponsive. None of the other hyperlinks on that page are now active. It's just like frozen.
That's interesting. 'Cause I do have access to it on my end, and it's acting just fine.
Well, I can get to my profile page where you have security information and I clicked on edit. And the minute I click on edit, the cursor kind of goes down below contact information and just everything stops. And it did this on four different browsers. And I figured, maybe it's the fact that I have some malware plugins on the other browsers. So I
Yeah.
installed Chrome clean with nothing on it. It does exactly the same thing. It just stops working. So
okay.
I can't edit. Like, I can refresh. If I refresh.
Yes.
Question,
do you have any pop-up blockers?
I do. Yeah. Well, let me fire up Chrome, and which has nothing on it, okay? Stand by. Nothing but standard Chrome on this, so archtopfiber.com. Sign in. Okay, so the first thing it brings me to is the account summary.
Yes.
And then I presume I can click on my profile either on the quick links or up at the top. It doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah. Which way were you selecting the My Profile before?
I've tried both ways, but you tell
okay.
me which way you want to do it.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you've tried both ways and they're both giving you the same issue.
So then I come to my profile. I got blocks with security information, contact information, additional contacts, where I got my phone number and my email.
Correct.
And then invoice delivery. And so I presume I would click on edit security information.
Yes, the edit on the top right part of the security information box.
And little wheel spins, and now the page is dead.
That's crazy.
No hyperlinks are active. At all.
Have you tried it from your phone? Are you on your phone, I should ask?
No. I'm on a
computer.
Windows 11 browser, yeah. And this is four different browsers. Firefox, Chrome, Edge, and Brave. All behave the same way, with and without plugins. Is there an Archtop app?
There is not, but you could try it through your smartphone if you have a smartphone.
I do. Let's see. Which one should I use here? Let me use Chrome. Wants me to use that. I'll use Chrome. Okay. Set Chrome. Give me a second here. I don't do important things on a phone. It drives me nuts because it's tiny. Sign in. Okay. EMP. I don't have any links on the
turn your phone sideways.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah. I learned that the hard way.
my profile, edit. Well, damn.
And it works on the phone.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure what's getting blocked, because even clean browsers don't. All right, well, that seems to solve that problem. But I got to figure out, it means I can't really log in and do anything.
Yeah, so, I would try restarting your PC, your computer at least. Sometimes with my Windows 11, if I am having trouble with a certain page, it could be something where your antivirus is blocking it. Sometimes they have like those pop-ups and whatnot where they block the pop-ups. Because if you notice, it's like a small little within the window pop-up kind of situation.
You mean it's supposed to come up with that virtual keyboard?
No, it doesn't come up with the virtual keyboard. It'll come up with the virtual keyboard on your phone because you're on your phone. But there is a small window that does pop up, as you see, where it asks for your old password and then asks you to type in the new password twice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me mess around with that. Okay, it appears to get much farther on my phone for some odd reason. Okay. I'll give it a shot. And I guess I can even crank up a virtual machine and try Linux instead of Windows. Okay.
Yeah, you could definitely try that.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're so very welcome. Is there anything else that I might be able to help with today?
I think that's it. I'm going to struggle along and see how far I get.
All right. Well, if you do have any further questions, definitely reach out to us. We're more than happy to help and answer any questions that you might have or even walk you through anything.
Super. Thanks again.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for calling our shop, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.